Many would say no country has a greater vested interest in clean coal. This was Malcolm Turnbull delivering the inaugural Virginia Chadwick Memorial Lecture in 2011, 2 years after he lost the Liberal Party leadership for his support of Kevin Rudd's carbon pricing scheme. He went on to say a war was being waged on scientists by those opposed to taking action to cut emissions because it does not suit their own financial interests. The historic echo of these statements has surfaced in recent weeks. Earlier this month, Turnbull suggested using clean energy subsidies to build new generation coal-fired power stations. This was backed by Treasurer Scott Morrison, who suggested this new generation fitted the clean energy brief. Lynette Molyneux, a researcher from the Global Change Institute at the University of Queensland, suggests otherwise.
No matter how efficient the ultra supercritical power stations are, they just aren't sufficient to reduce our emissions adequately. The reality is the world has a coal problem. It really, if we aren't seeking to reduce emissions, if we are seeking to mitigate against climate change, we really cannot be increasing the quantity of coal-fired generation in any large quantities at all.
We don't seem to be seeking to reduce emissions, with state oppositions in Victoria, South Australia and Queensland now claiming they will scrap renewable energy targets should they win office. And there still seems to be an urge to increase coal-fired power, with North Queensland MP George Christensen calling for an ultra-supercritical coal-fired power generator north of Mackay.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect that the politicians in northern Queensland are very much driven by a sort of carrot of significant employment projections made in the business cases for Carmichael Mine. But those projections are wildly overstated. It's kind of been proved in court that they are significantly overstated. And coal mines don't actually have huge levels of employment. Coal-fired power stations don't actually have huge levels of employment. Renewable energy provides far greater levels of employment because it is still relatively labour-intensive. You know, there are a lot of people required to put solar panels on roofs and on top of warehouses and all of those places. They are relatively more labour-intensive than are highly mechanised coal mines and extremely efficient coal-fired power stations. So from an employment perspective, there's far more opportunity if we were to look at greater rollout of renewable energy than if we were to look at coal. Mm. The reality is that the federal government has been completely incompetent at actually introducing any sort of effective climate policy for Australia. Climate policy has been introduced and then rescinded, and it's been a complete and total football in the federal parliament. So if you take Australia's climate emissions targets seriously, our legally binding international targets seriously, then somebody has to do something. And if we can't get it right at a federal level, there is a certain amount of logic with the states taking action on their own. Now, I think that all this does is actually prove that what we have is an ideological battle going on